So your students can identify rhetorical appeals, but can they actually apply them in real life? Let me show you the activity I just did with my freshmen that helped them identify where rhetorical appeals show up in iconic movie monologues. The first example we did as a class where I showed them the iconic Barbie monologue with America Ferrera. They have to talk about what this character is trying to persuade their audience, who is their audience, and what is the vibe, what emotions are present. We just watch first. Then we dive into the transcript of the monologue and they have to annotate what stands out to them, particularly with ethos, pathos, and logos.
Talk about how this monologue particularly leans into the logos, into the emotion, and then the credibility pops up at the end. Repetition of words is what builds the emotion. The logic, the facts, the statistics, the reasons are all relevant to the ideal audience.
And after annotating, students talk about how the main character is using ethos, pathos, and logos in this monologue. You can choose to have them watch it again, or they can remember from the first time that they watched it. They're looking for these specific things like tone, delivery, pauses, body language, and repetition.
And we talk about how all of these things contribute to the emotion of the speech.
Now it's time for students to explore on their own, and I have them choose two videos, one for each category. They repeat the same flow of the exercise, identifying who the audience, what they are trying to persuade, and then looking at the transcript or watching the video, determine the ethos, pathos, and logos of the speech. They had to discuss which speech was more persuasive, and then share with a partner and record their observations of a different video that they watched. When we talk about rhetoric, I don't want students to see that it always follows the same format every time. It's a balance depending on the topic and the audience. While it's up to the viewer and the students to decide what they thought was more persuasive, is consistent is that ELA is alive and meaningful in the world, and students are seeing where these things pop up in their real lives. So tomorrow when we dive into historical speeches, they're not going to moan and groan because they realize that this is real life in the real world. My ELA ebook members, I dropped this in What's New for the month, so you already have immediate access to this lesson. Be sure to check out the link in the bio and like and follow for more engaging ELA.